What I'd like you to do right now is think about the part of you that's ready to heal. This could be the part of you that was generating unwanted behavior or negative emotions or anxiety due to some past event that you may or may not be aware of. And the cool thing is, you don't need to be aware of it. You just need to know which part is ready to heal now. And I'd like you to let yourself experience that old emotion or what it's like to have that behavior for just long enough to really notice where you feel it in your body the most. And when you feel that feeling in that spot, if you were to look in with your inner eyes, what color would you notice that that feeling is? And if you notice that color in that spot in your body, I want you just to ask yourself, what is this feeling called, this feeling that you're ready to get rid of today? Just go with whatever first comes to mind. And remember what this feeling is called, the one you're going to heal now. And now I'd like you to just notice right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, just how intense is that feeling right now? I know this is kind of a dirty trick, but I'd like you to go ahead and just crank it up even a little bit more if you're not already at a 10. Notice what happens when you intensify that feeling. Because if you can notice where it is in your body, you can change it. This is how that emotion is coded inside you. And another thing, if you can bring that feeling up, you can also bring it down. So we're just going to go ahead and bring that down now, if that's okay with you. What I'd like you to do is open your eyes now if they were closed and look around the room and just notice the quality of light in the room. And notice a couple different colors and notice if your jaw is already relaxed. And if it's not, you can just relax it now, just enough to bring you back into the present. Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes again and continue to follow my voice. And use your imagination to think about what it would be like if you were walking down the street and you saw a small child alone who was lost and needed help, and you knew that you could help that child. So you take that child in your arms and you bring it where it needs to go and you help it in the way it needs to be helped. Notice how you're able to help that child feel loved and nurtured and get what it needs, and how you can change that child's life with your act of kindness. When you think about helping this child, I want you to notice where in your body you feel that helping part the most. That part of you that cares and loves to help. When you scan your body, where do you feel that feeling the most? And when you look into that spot with your internal eyes, what color is that feeling? And how is it moving? What size is it? When you think about helping that child and notice this feeling, what is the name of this kid who's in front of the room, this helping and healing kid? What is this part's I am mantra? And as you say that I am statement, think of the color of that energy. And just imagine that that color and that energy and that I am part could move down one of your arms, flow all the way down through one of your arms, whichever one feels right to you. All the love, the acceptance, the strength and caring of that part moving down into that hand. As if that part now resides in that hand. And I want you to just ask that part playfully, as if you can talk to it and it hears you and responds to you, if it will just stay in that hand for the duration of this audio. Letting all those healing, helpful properties, all that true, genuine, caring, loving, and nurturing be in that hand until this exercise is over. And just trust that it will happen. Okay, now I'd like you to open your eyes, look around the room, and find something blue. Now go ahead and go back and think about that part that's ready to heal, the one you experienced at the beginning of this exercise, and allow yourself to feel it again by thinking of that color and those feelings and those thoughts. And as you let this kid come to the front of the classroom and really feel what it's like to be this kid, I want you to become aware of all the thoughts and feelings and emotions and sensations inside your body that occur when you're being this person, this part of you that's ready to heal. And I'd like you to notice once more where you feel this the most in your body. Just set your intention to heal that part now by allowing that healing hand to move to that spot on your body and radiate healing to every part of that you that's ready to heal now. That's right. And just notice the changes taking place as that formerly wounded part is heard, acknowledged, loved, nurtured, accepted, and knows it's safe and protected. Because it's okay to let go of the past. It's okay to enjoy life and be a happy person. Because a person can begin to notice all the ways that life is wonderful and good now, as past memories are now categorized as just that, the past, which frees you to live an amazing life now and choose with intention the emotions you will generate from the inside from now on. And you do feel absolutely amazing, don't you? Look at you getting so good at changing and generating emotions from the inside by using your imagination to notice the beauty available in each moment. Go ahead and sit up straight or stand up straight right now as if a magic string was pulling you up from the top of your head and aligning your bones, your thoughts, your emotions. Hold your head high, outstretch your arms, smile and say, "Something wonderful is happening to me today." And repeat your I am mantra with all your heart as you look for the beauty and the good in everything that occurs for the rest of today and for the rest of your life.